Right then, arseface, what would you suggest? Will makes a big show of turning himself around, picking up each of his skis in an exaggerated way in turn so that he flicks snow all over me. Even as he is all muffled up, I see him smirk. I reach down, pick up a huge lump of snow and hurl it at him. "For fuck's sake!" Will explodes. "This is hardly the time or place for snowball fights, is it, you moron?" "Like I said before," he says, speaking slowly as if addressing a particularly stupid child. "As you have lost your ski, I will have to go down and get help." "No, you're not leaving me here on my own," I insist. "We'll wait. The guides know where we are. Someone will come eventually." Will sighs and looks upwards. There is a pause as we both listen to the wind raging, snow stinging our faces. "Look, Adam, I know it's not ideal, but I think it's the best plan. The guides don't necessarily know exactly where we are. We certainly don't know where we are. We're not on a patrolled piste. For all we know, when you fell, we might have come off the path we were meant to take. I'm not saying it's your fault." "Well, it pretty much sounds to me like you are," I interrupt. "Whatever. We probably shouldn't have come out in these conditions. But it's too late to change that now, so we're going to have to be sensible." His voice softens. "I know it will be scary to be here on your own, but I think that given..." "I'm not scared, you pompous twat," I shout. "How fucking dare he patronise me like that?" Will sighs. "Right. Good. Well, in that case, there's no problem, is there? I'll go and get help. You stay here, not being scared at all. And before you know it, we'll be back in the chalet with the girls." The fucker. I'm not having this. "Yeah, with the girls, Nell and Louisa. Because Louisa only has eyes for you, hey?" I say, snidely. "For God's sake, Adam, leave it, will you?" Will snaps. "I'm freezing cold. I can barely feel my face. I'm only in this situation because of you to start with. It's down to you being such a shit skier and falling over that you've lost your ski and that we're not already down in the warm instead of still stuck on this fucking mountain. I can do without your usual jibes about how you could have had any of my girlfriends you wanted, any of them, any time. Just because you snogged that girl I was kind of seeing when I was 13 or whatever doesn't make you God's gift." He starts fiddling with his poles, putting his hands carefully through the straps the way we were taught in ski school about 1,000 years ago, and adjusting his various scarves. Why is he wearing so many anyway? What a twat. Suddenly, I really don't want to be left alone here. He is not going to do this to me. "That Louisa," I say, to stall him. "I think you could do way better than her." He rams his poles violently down into the snow and continues faffing around with his wrist straps. "Fuck off, Adam. I'm going now. I don't care what you say. You better hope that I actually get round to telling anyone you need help, which I have to say right now, I'm sorely tempted not to bother doing." How fucking dare he talk to me like that? "Right goer Louisa is," I add. "What do you think we were doing all yesterday afternoon while you were sorting out your broken ski?" His head snaps up and he stops fiddling. "Yeah, right. Whatever. Seriously, Adam, you can fuck right off. One more word and..." He shoves me in the chest, his pole dangling from his wrist, but because he's still clipped into his skis, he doesn't have much impact. I step closer to him. "One more word and what, little brother? We had lunch. We drank a lot. Then we went back to your room and we fucked. She loved it. Couldn't get enough of me." I feel a sudden pain in the side of my head and realize Will has punched me. I wasn't expecting that. "You liar!" Will roars as he tries to come at me again, but he's still fixed into his skis so he can't move much. "She wouldn't!" I laugh. "Oh, yes, she would," I sneer. He swings at me again and I shove him hard. This time, he falls over.